Hello and welcome. You're listening to the You Do Woo podcast, and I'm your host, Allison Cullen. I'm a mom with a background in business and counseling, but I've always been tapped into the more woo-woo side of everyday life. I'm here to take you on an exploration of your spirituality, give you helpful life hacks, help you on this evolution through motherhood, and give you a weekly dose of useful woo. If you need your cup filled, your mind expanded, and you want to increase your manifestation abilities at the same time, you've come to the right place. Let's get started. Happy spring, everybody. I am going to do my best to pack as much information into this episode as I possibly can while keeping it semi-short. This could probably be a two-hour episode with all of the information that I have for y'all over the next few weeks. It is officially eclipse season. It is officially spring. We are celebrating this week the spring equinox and the first day of spring. Happy spring here in the Northern Hemisphere. But it is eclipse season, and I wanted to go over a few important dates with y'all, and then just a few important bits of information, tools, resources that you can have from me to get you through this intense next few weeks. It can be intense in really good ways, especially if you're aware of what is going on astrologically and energetically. If you're not aware of it, well, you're probably not listening to this podcast. So it can be intense in a good way. It does not have to be intense, like scary changes, rug being pulled out from under you. You get to sort of be the creator of these changes, especially if you're awake and aware and listening to this podcast episode. So here we go. A few things about eclipse season from one of my favorite astrological resources, which I'm actually just going to read this straight from her site. It's Spirit Daughter. And I'm going to put her link in the show notes. I try to always cite where I'm getting information from, if it's not just a straight download from source to me. So this first little bit on eclipse season as a whole is from Spirit Daughter, and I will put the link to her site about this in the show notes. So this eclipse season is important because we're talking about the North Node and the South Node in astrology. She says the North Node pulls society's energy in one direction, signaling where we are headed as a collective. It holds the lessons humanity is learning and integrating during a specific period. This North Node's position in Aries right now places an emphasis on the self. The position helps us focus on how we can help the collective by prioritizing our soul's purpose. So we're going inward here. As I have been saying, this shift that started 2020 heading towards 2027, we're smack dab in the middle of it. We're on the other side, actually. So the first several years was a lot of collective shifts, but a lot more external shifts going on. Working from home, working less, switching careers, switching, you know, moving locations, all that kind of stuff. A lot of it was external changes. Now we're going to be looking at more internal changes as we approach. There's going to be external changes too, but a lot more internal changes and a lot more people waking up, having just overnight awakenings and realizations of internal truths that are going on. So that's that. She says the South Node is what we are leaving behind as a society, particularly the lower vibrations of the sign involved. It is what the collective is evolving away from and often represents vibrations we have already mastered as a society. The South Node in Libra highlights how certain relationships have held us back. It also illuminates injustices in our system and how the collective has been attached to them. I am going to be interviewing in a few days a gal that goes by the handle of the Crunchy Legal Lady. She was actually one of RFK Jr.'s legal team. And she's really, really wise. And it's going to be a cool interview. But if you're interested in asking any questions, you know, giving me any questions that you want me to ask her, send me a DM, because that's going to be happening in the next couple of days. And I'd love to get your questions answered. But this is totally that moving, you know, illuminating injustices, legal actions that we can take as individuals to end corruption in government, corruption in big corporate, big pharma, food corruption, all of that kind of stuff. It's going to be really awesome. So eclipse season, Spirit Daughter says, is also the perfect time to make steps on your nodal path. It's a time to detach from the energies of your south node while embracing the energies of your north node. During eclipse season, great revelations can occur that can help you shift your perspective and your attachments. Be open to downloads of energetic information during this entire season. Spend time in meditation and be open to its insights. Be open to hits of insights coming your way. Be open to the universe revealing things to you. Some of these revelations may be shocking initially. Some of these revelations may be shocking initially, but they will soon help you transition to a new version of yourself. Take care of your nervous system and align with nature to ground you during any chaotic times. And this is going to be for the next several weeks, till the beginning of May, I know. So that is something to keep note of. Go look up, if you have your natal chart, your north node and south node. That's pretty interesting. So my south node is Sagittarius, which is my sun sign. And I'm supposed to be moving away from a lot of those characteristics. Specifically, one thing I'm learning in Kabbalah is we have different traits of our astrological signs, and the goal is to decondition, especially from the negative traits associated with your sign, your sun, moon, and rising, but embracing the positive, dissolving the negative, and then getting to a point eventually in your life where no one can recognize what sign you are, because you've cleaned it all up and you're just a vessel that's not attached to a sign, if that makes sense. But I'm not there yet. Most of us are not. My south node is in Sagittarius, and then my north node is in Gemini, which has been really interesting. I knew nothing about Gemini. If you're a Gemini, sun, moon, or rising, and you know more about Gemini, please send me a DM with a little bit of information about that, because I'm supposed to be stepping into my Gemini positive characteristics right now. So yeah, that is just a basic overview. That is just a basic overview. I definitely wanted to take some time to go through some important dates. So today, Wednesday, March 20th, is the equinox in Aries. We're going to go through that. Monday, March 25th is the full moon, and it's also a lunar eclipse. 2 weeks after that, Monday, April 8th, is the solar eclipse. This is pretty exciting because I live in Texas where I live right on the totality path, which is really, really neat. And then there's a few other events, but I might wait until one of April's energy updates to touch on those. But those are the three dates we're really looking at: today, Wednesday, March 20th, Monday, March 25th, the full moon, and Monday, April 8th, the solar eclipse. And if you feel like taking notes, in a second, I'm going to go through some information for each of those dates so that you can have them, or you can just listen while you're cleaning or driving or whatever you're doing. One other bit of information that I wanted to share, and I will link this as well, about the potency, because people are always like, oh, I got eclipse season. There's a reason for this, and I'm reading this straight from the website. While they may seem intense and disruptive, eclipses offer powerful opportunities for personal and collective growth. These extremely powerful cycles draw attention to neglected aspects of our lives, compelling us to confront fears and release outdated patterns. So this is the purpose of eclipse season. If you want to be proactive about it, you're going to have a much more enjoyable time over the next few weeks. If you want to be reactive about it, it will be chaos and disruption, and it's going to be a lot. It's going to be pretty intense. So I recommend being proactive about these things, and I'm going to show you how to do so. Definitely listen to the last two weeks' solo podcast episodes. I dive a little bit more into this whole situation around raising your vibration, raising consciousness, reactivity, and being proactive versus reactive. So, okay, let's start with today, Wednesday, March 20th, Aries equinox. Today sets the foundation for the next 12 months. Today is the astrological new year. I know some people say it's 19th sometime. Some people say it's the 20th. Just take it as today, whatever. It started yesterday, but here we are. This is the beginning point of a major accelerated evolution for humanity. There will be lots of DNA upgrades this year, especially over the next 5 or 6 weeks. They will come in the form of solar flares. I think I already linked the solar flare information for y'all, especially from NASA. I'll give you another link in the show notes below if you want to keep up with it. Man, it's been intense. It's been exhausting for me. It's been highlighting a lot of emotions, especially during Pisces season. I've definitely noticed people around me waking up that weren't so awake before. It's pretty exciting, but it can sometimes be uncomfortable on the physical body. But it's a good thing overall, because this is what's walking us into the new earth. The chaos and discord vibes, see this as a positive thing. This is almost needed in order to show us what really matters. Almost like, you know, when there's a natural disaster, some kind of state of emergency. I'm not saying that that's necessarily going to happen during eclipse season. It could, but I'm using this as symbolism. Like, you know, when there's some kind of natural disaster or state of emergency or just like freak out where you're like, oh my God, literally nothing matters except that my family is healthy and safe and we love each other. Like literally nothing else matters, right? That's the kind of vibe of like any area in your life where you're not really seeing what's the number one priority and what really matters. Chaos and discord might come to shake things up and help you see life from the higher perspective. It's a positive thing. It's a beautiful thing. So you could ask God to sort of show you what really matters so that maybe you don't have to bring in chaos and discord, but the chaos and discord that comes does have a purpose. Thank it for its purpose and find out what it's trying to reveal to you. Some intense, extreme feelings and emotions might be coming up, issues around sovereignty, power, to the people, to the smaller people, all the things that RFK Jr. is talking about with really calling out corruption that's going on with government, big corporations. This is the time when a lot of those things are going to bubble to the surface and it might feel really intense, but that's what we're walking into over these next 12 months. And the eclipse season is the beginning of it. This first month of the astrological new year is just the new year. It's setting the tone for the next 12 months. And this is all about walking into the new earth, walking into the new paradigm, more people coming online as far as being in tune with their soul, dissolving their ego, all of that kind of stuff. This is all about propelling yourself to the highest version of you, your highest timeline. And one thing you might want to do right now is look back to what was going on around mid-April last year, mid-April 2023. This can clue you in to what themes might be repeating themselves for you at this time. For me, that is when we moved. We've moved from Dallas to the Hill Country. And right now we're in a rental house and it's been wonderful and beautiful and all the things. And now we're very much setting intentions for what type of quote unquote forever home we want. What are the characteristics of that house, that piece of land, the location, the vibe, the feel, what all we're wanting to do on that property, like all of that. It's the time for getting really specific about that. Last year we had, and I was not even really aware too much of eclipse season at that time. Over the past 12 months, I've learned a lot more about astrology. But it happens. It'll happen regardless of whether you know these things or not. Like big, big changes happen during eclipse season. We moved all of the sudden out of nowhere across the state, and we figured everything else afterwards. Like it just happened. This time I'm being a little bit more intentional about it, which I think will be really, really good. Okay, the next date I want to talk about is Monday, March 25th. This is the full moon. It is also a lunar eclipse, I believe, in Libra. Yes, this eclipse occurring in Libra prompts shifts in relationships and emphasizes the importance of balance. It is a time for evaluating partnerships and seeking equilibrium in various aspects of life. Definitely watch for developments in your connections with others and be open to adjusting your approach for greater harmony. I think I already linked this in the show notes of where I got that piece of information from, but I will do that. It's all about 2024 astrology dates to write down. The vibe of this full moon, full moons are almost always about releasing things. So this is legit the first full moon of this new year, of the astrological new year. So it's the first full moon of eclipse season. So with all the changes that are going to be going on, you want to make sure you are cutting out, getting rid of, decluttering physically and energetically anything that does not serve you and doesn't match your highest self. You must get rid of it. Now, coming to think of it, this exact time 4 years ago, March, April, 2020, was when I basically lost my job in the music industry. So that was cut out for me. And then I was having to make a major decision about one of my other income portals, which was a network marketing portal, which just wasn't feeling correct and aligned anymore. I took my time with that. It wasn't just like it didn't kick me out, but I was very aware of it. And there was some changes going on in eclipse season. So it's going to be interesting. I want to hear from y'all what's going on with you in your personal lives during this time. But if you want to take a proactive stance, you should definitely cut cords, declutter, cut off partnerships, friendships, anything that is not aligned. It is okay to cut it off. You have to drop anything that is not serving you, period. Cut old cords. You will be intensely shown what you need to heal. You want to consciously work with this and see it as a blessing every time you're triggered or bothered instead of reacting to it. I'm having to do this on an hourly basis. It is very fun. I get to do this on an hourly basis. Look at what no longer serves you: relationships, boundaries, habits, thought patterns, stories you are telling yourself, safety or security habits that you have used to feel safe in the past, but that aren't serving you any longer. Like even with us, even those of us who have a defined spleen, that can be a superpower because it's that spidey sense. It's that like knowing what's safe or what's not. Sometimes you could overuse this and it can put you into complete overwhelm and like debilitating feeling and all that kind of stuff. Like it can just be overwhelming. So it's okay to, if you need to, be like, my spleen's going to be dissolving soon anyways. That's part of 2027 and the new paradigm. I am not going to react out of fear. I am not. God, move me if you need me to move, like to be safe. But otherwise, I'm not making decisions out of fear. Period. You might also look back to what was going on mid-October 2023, so just 6 months ago. Themes from then might come back full circle to be completed or to be karmically tied up and dissolved. Wow. Y'all, okay, y'all know if you've been listening to me for a while, I do a specific type of journaling and I do month journals. I do journals by month. If you want to know my journaling like procedure, it is in the monthly, it's in the Manifestation Masterclass where I talk about my monthly journaling. I do it every day pretty much, but I keep tabs by month for this specific reason so I can go back and look at things. Like right now with the full moon, we need to look at October 2023, especially mid-October. And that's what I'm looking at. And it is literally astounding at the different things that I have come full circle, that I have really cleaned up, that I think are coming about right now to make their last little try for me to be like, have you really changed? We're going to come test you. We're going to see if you actually have changed or if you're going to be reactive. And every one of them is coming back around right now. And so far, I've had like two of them this week and I've passed those tests. So that'll be pretty cool to see the rewards that come from passing the test and not getting reactive. The last date I want to talk about is, of course, the solar eclipse, Monday, April 8th. This is really exciting. So this is a total solar eclipse. I think the one in last year was just a partial eclipse. And the solar eclipse in Aries signifies a powerful new beginning. Aries influence adds vigor and initiative, making this a propitious time for starting fresh endeavors. Be prepared for bold actions and embrace the potential for significant personal and collective transformations. This is also a new moon. This is normally a time for setting intentions for the next month, but for this time, you're going to be setting intentions for the next year. It's like New Year's dream boarding, vision boarding, and you must be crystal, crystal clear. You have to, because it's so potent. Don't be vague. Maybe you might want to work with your soul desires rather than ego desires, and definitely dig in to whether you are a specific manifestor or a non-specific manifestor. If you have not grabbed the free cheat sheet, and grab it for your type. Generators can be specific or non-specific manifestors. Manifestors can be specific or non-specific. Projectors, blah, blah, blah. Grab the cheat sheet for your type, and it will tell you on there if you are specific or non-specific. And please work with that energy right now, being extremely specific on either you can go listen to my episode about it. It is on the cheat sheet. The link to it is on the cheat sheet. But if you're specific, you're going to want to go with that vibe. If you're non-specific, what I explained in the episode, you're going to want to go down that route for right now. You must get crystal clear whether you're specific or non-specific. You can do both. Let me know if you have any questions. We need to be very intentional about what we are taking into our consciousness right now. Oh my God, I've been working on this on a daily basis. Now, I know that it is not good to put our head in the sand and not know about world events, things to keep your family safe, like all the different things. But for a while, I was following way too many people, like especially like moms and homeschooling moms, and nothing against homeschooling. It is actually an option that I have considered and might do at some point in the future. I don't know. But I was following all those types of people. I had to unfollow because there's just so much information of like all of the stuff that is bad for our kids on a daily basis. Like I look up into the sky with the spraying of the freaking sky. I think about all of the toxins in cereals. I mean, Caroline doesn't eat regular cereal. She eats like grain-free cereal that doesn't have sugar in it or carbs. But still, there's times where she eats freaking mac and cheese and I feel guilty. And so there's certain things I can't control. Right? I can control what she eats for the most part because we send her to school with food. So, you know, I'm pretty lenient. If we go out to eat, she can have some freaking mac and cheese and french fries. She's not going to die. It's okay if it's just an every once in a while thing. We're lowering her sugar content. We're lowering her screen time, like all of that kind of stuff. And I can only do so much, and I have to feel really good about the steps I've taken in the positive direction. And I just had to unfollow like 200 people a few weeks ago because the information I was taking into my consciousness was leading to lack and guilt. And that is one of the lowest vibrations you can have. So until I have more bandwidth for making a lot of those changes, which might not be this year, it might be next year, I don't know. I'm not going to take in that information right now. It's just too overwhelming. And it's not putting my head in the sand. It's saying, we've got our own things that I have to pay attention to right now. I don't have the bandwidth for this this is making me feel guilty and shameful and not good. And I am literally giving my best effort as a mom on the things that I can do right now. Maybe 2 weeks from now, I have a lot more bandwidth and I can literally be like, okay, we're taking this, you know, next step. We're doing this protocol. We're going to do this detox situation to make sure that your little organs are good and mine too. And the whole family and blah, 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 whatever. It's fine. But I was like, what one thing can I do? I can make all these changes with food and water and minerals and all of that kind of stuff. And then I can stop taking in this information, right? I talked about this quite a bit also on the Taylor Swift episode, because that's really interesting. We were listening to a Taylor song last night, and I thought about this because I was like, wow, as the 5-1 projector, people literally either worship her, which isn't great to do for a human being, or literally think she's Satan, which if you know me, you know I'm a student of Kabbalah and I don't believe in Satan. I believe in Satan, and it's a different, same vibe, different devil, I guess. And it's a really cool, really cool thing. So ask me about that. If you don't know, I might do an episode on it. But it's like, there's some people who are middle of the road, like me, where I'm like, I don't worship her and I don't think she's the devil. But it's so nuts, because when I was doing the research for that episode, I was following a lot of Taylor fan pages and stuff just to see the vibe and get information and see comments. And it was like, whoa, it was just so much intense outside information taking it into my consciousness, right? It was overwhelming. It was honestly overwhelming. So that's one thing I can control. I can control who I follow, what I look at on social media, what I choose to watch on TV, what movies I choose to watch, what music I choose to listen to. All of that stuff affects our consciousness. It's so interesting too, because the other night I did have a weird dream just about, I think it was some of like my old growing up in the church situation that I had to like, I had just subconscious stuff and fears and whatever. And it was like devil stuff and music stuff. Because I remember when I was like in junior high or high school, the rapper DMX, you know, had a new album out. I don't even remember now what it was called or the song or whatever, but it was like this whole thing in church. They were like, oh, he's the devil. Like, don't listen. It's very satanic. It is not. It is not. There's some bad words and some not great things that he says, but it's just as bad as the lyrics in Beyonce's new song, you know, like it's just a thing, but it's this whole like fear of music. I think there's even a sect of the Christian, is it the Church of Christ that doesn't allow live music? Maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. Somebody doesn't allow music. And I'm a musician. But I remember that was a whole thing, because I think the story about the devil in the Bible is like, wasn't he originally an angel? And wasn't he in charge of music? Wasn't he like the head of worship or music or whatever? And then he fell, you know, so it's a whole thing. Where it's like, be really careful what you listen to. And yes, we do need to be careful, because you're basically brainwashing yourself with everything you listen to, right? So you need to be intentional and be like, question everything, question all of my episodes. Have a conversation with me, have a conversation with other people. You should always question everything. And you do need to be careful about what you're consuming with your ears and eyes, as well as mouth. But what we listen to does matter. But it's also, you can go to the whole other extreme of like, music is the devil, Taylor Swift is the devil, DMX is the devil, when really the devil is part of you, inside of you, and you have a lot more control over him than you think you do. We are all God. We are all Satan. Equally. We are. That is what I believe. You can question me as well there. But anyways, that was like a big deal with me, is being like, oh, I do need to be careful, because music is repetitive and it's brainwashing. So I want to make sure I like the music I'm listening to and it has positive words and creates positive stories and visions in my head. Same with movies, same with TV shows, all that kind of stuff. It's all entertainment. If you look up the like where the word entertainment came from, it is all about brainwashing. Entertainment is taking hold of your minds and holding it like in a prison cell. Entertainment, I forget the words. Anyways, it's basically your mind holding it as a prisoner. So, but you get to choose what it is you're consuming. So you have a lot of freedom in that. Just be careful. The last thing I wanted to talk about, I'm going to put this in the YouTube, this YouTube link in my show notes, is if you have not heard, if you're big on like personal freedoms, medical freedom, something that you can do, something that you can, that you do have control over, because a lot of times we don't feel like we have a lot of control because maybe the government official that you voted for isn't in office and the way that they are voting isn't the way that you would want to vote and blah, 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 all the things. Maybe you want to move to a different state because their laws are a little bit more in line with how you want to live your life. All these things, no matter where you are, one thing you can do is check out, I just became involved in what's called the InPower movement. I'll put the information in the YouTube link in the show notes, but Aaron Apke had a really great interview with the leader, one of the leaders of the InPower movement. It's basically helping you to make sure that our government officials are being held accountable for our everyday health and safety. It's really interesting. It's about an hour long, so it's you sort of get into it, but I know a lot of y'all are into that kind of thing. And I wanted to put that here because that's totally the vibes for this beginning of this astrological new year. It's totally the vibes for the South Node in Libra and like doing what we can to dissolve all of that, to dissolve that corruption. So if you're into that, I'll put that link for you below. I think that's where we're at. Let me know if you have any questions. Happy spring equinox. Happy full moon on Monday the 25th. Happy solar eclipse on April 8th. I will see you again next Wednesday. Have a good one. Thank you so very much for tuning in to another episode of You Do Woo. I know that you already have a very full life and that there are literally millions of podcasts that you could be listening to. So I'm super grateful to you for being a loyal listener. And I'm so grateful for you sharing your favorite episodes with friends and family members. That is how we are able to serve more people and raise the collective consciousness and really get the word out on a bunch of these fun spiritual topics that we're talking about. I would love to connect with you. Send me a DM on Instagram at youdowoo, all one word. I'd love to hear how you loved today's episode and just a little bit about you. I can't wait to connect.
Another Sound Off Media Company podcast.
I'm Andrea Askowitz.
And I'm Allison Langer. And we are the hosts of Writing Class Radio, a podcast, but we are so much more. We have writing classes. So if you are looking for live online classes where you can join a community, write to a prompt, get feedback, and get better, check out all our classes at writingclassradio.com.
And listen to our podcast wherever you get your podcasts and at writingclassradio.com.